各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning.
各位亲爱的父亲们，父亲节快乐。
Dear fathers, happy Father's Day.
好像我们做父亲不是很多哦，反应不是那么强烈。父亲节快乐。
Happy Father's Day.
根据 AT&T 电话公司的统计，每一年电话最忙的一天，请问是哪一天？太对了，是母亲节。
According to an AT&T survey, the busiest day for telephone calls is not Father's Day, Mother's Day.
至于父亲节嘛，不怎么样。
On Father's Day, it's just average number of calls.
根据 Hallmark 卡片公司的统计，每一年卡片销售最好的是圣诞节，然后是母亲节，至于父亲节也不怎么样。
According to the Hallmark Card Company, the busiest day for selling cards is Christmas, followed by Mother's Day. Unfortunately, Father's Day is also just average.
你知道一年最忙的，餐厅最忙的是什么时候？是母亲节。父亲节更不怎么样。
The busiest day to go to a restaurant is also Mother's Day, not Father's Day.
这样说来，为什么我们还过父亲节呢？
Then why even bother with Father's Day?
感谢主，这是提醒我们做子女的体贴父亲的辛劳。
We thank the Lord, this is a day for us to remind us that we should indeed be appreciative of our fathers.
那么做父亲的呢，要按神的来提醒做父亲的，要按神的心意来扮演做父亲的角色。
And for fathers, Father's Day then is a reminder that we should be fathers according to our God's will.
有一个有名的专栏作家讲过一句很有名的话，他说我们大多数的人尚未脱下孩子气就做了父母，不是吗？
There is a famous saying, most of us became parents long before we've stopped being children. Isn't that true?
那意思就是说，我们虽然做了父亲了，可是我们心态很多时候还跟小孩子一样。
That is to say, even though we may be adults outwardly, inwardly we may still be children.
或者甚至说跟 teenage 的孩子一样。
Perhaps we are just like teenagers.
我们今天要读的经文我们是诗篇第127篇。
Let's now turn to our Bible, Psalm 127.
我们想中英文我们可以一起来读哈，这个总共才五节，127篇第一节到第五节。
Let us read this together in Chinese and English.
请。若不是
the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain.
建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守人就枉然惊醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安眠。吃劳碌得来的饭本是王，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在房门口仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。短短的这一篇的诗篇总共提到五次的耶和华。
Even though this is a short psalm, five times it mentioned the name of the Lord.
所以我给的题目说若不是耶和华。
So my topic is if not for the Lord.
那么提到三点。
I have three points.
那么就是提到耶和华建造，是我们在建造家园，但事实上是耶和华帮助做父亲的建造你的家园。
The first is that the Lord helps us to build our homes.
第二个方面是我们做父亲的角色是看守我们的家园， 但事实上看守的是耶和华。
And the second point is the Lord watches over our homes.
第三点，我们做父亲的要传承这个遗产，传承这个家园，对吧？世上帮助我们传承的是耶和华。
And the third point is the Lord gives us to pass on to our children.
圣经共有15篇的上行之诗。
In the book of Psalms, there are 15 very special ones called the Psalms of Ascent.
从120篇到134篇，总共15篇，而127刚好在第8篇，刚好在中间。
It is listed from Psalm 120 to 134, altogether 15 in total, and Psalm 127 is the 8th Psalm right in the middle.
那么上节之诗就是朝圣的以色列人每年上耶路撒冷过节的时候，沿途攀登阶梯，一路唱到圣城，他们的诗歌。
Now why is this called the Song of Ascents? That's because every year when the Israelites come before the Lord in Jerusalem, they climb many steps and they sing these psalms as they go up the steps.
甚至祭司在圣殿里的时候也吟唱这些诗歌。
And even the priests will sing this in the holy temple.
那么在这十五篇当中，我们看在结构上也有渐渐加强向上升高的情形。
And when you analyze these psalms, you realize that they actually lead you upwards.
那么我们从127篇的前后，我们更看到这种情况。
And you can see this clearly if you read the psalms before this one.
当以色列人被掳到这巴比伦要回来的时候，他们心境如同诗篇126篇。
Because when the Israelites were taken exile into Babylon, it's just like what's described in Psalm 126.
那里诗人有一个祷告说：“耶和华，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。”
It says, "Lord, bring us back so that it's like streams that flow in the desert."
啊，后面说流泪撒种了，必欢呼收割；那带种流泪出去的，必要带欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy, and he who goes out weeping carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy carrying sheaves.
到了127篇的时候，正是重新建造家园的时候。
And in Psalm 127, it talks about rebuilding your house and home.
所以一开头的时候就说，所有的建造，所有的劳力，所有的传承，如果没有耶和华为根基，一切都是徒然的。
And the psalmist reminds us, unless the Lord helps us in this endeavor, all will be in vain.
不仅仅是整个以色列这个国族，也是整个的社会，就连小小的家庭也是一样。
This applies to the whole country, the whole tribe, as well as the individual families.
以一个以耶和华的为根基的家庭，是他所祝福了。
A home that uses the Lord as its foundation will be strengthened.
那么后面第三节又提到两次提到儿女就是他所赐的产业。
And in verse 3, we are reminded that sons and children are rewards and heritage from the Lord.
到了128篇的时候，就接续讲到家庭了。凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，便为有福。
And in in Psalm 128, it goes on to remind us that blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways.
那就是享受耶和华。全部的福分是指的什么呢？事情顺利，妻子儿女好像多结果子的葡萄树，妻子像多结果子的葡萄树，儿女像围绕起来像橄榄的摘子。
Here it describes that we will be blessed, and our wives will be like a fruitful vine, and your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
这样的，我们就看到从被掳归回到重新建造，妻儿环绕。这是一幅渐渐高升、越来越美好的图画。
And you see how this picture progresses from being exiled to returning and the rebuilding of your house.
我对在座的做父亲的们说几句话。
Allow me to say a few words to the fathers among us.
如果你心里觉得很难过，你的家庭是破碎的家园，是离散的家园，靠主的恩典是可以挽回、是可以重建的。
If you are grieved because your family has been torn apart and they are not whole, let me tell you, through the grace of God, you can reconcile.
所以 耶和华第一，他建造你的家园。
The Lord builds your home.
我们怎样让上帝来建造我们的家呢？
How do we allow the Lord to build our homes?
在以弗所书第六章第四节那里这样说。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Here we are told, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord.
这里有两个命令，一个不要，一个只要。
Here we see two commands, one negative, one positive.
你说不要惹儿女的气，他们不惹我就不错了。
You may respond, what are you saying? Fathers, do not exasperate your children. It would be very nice if it's not the other way around.
如果我们看待孩子，我们的眼光如果错误的时候，我们容易惹儿女的气，是不是？
When we raise our children, if our sight is set incorrectly, it is easy for us to cause our children some grief.
现在在从中国来了，孩子是在如果孩子在中国的话，只能生一个，就没有什么比较。在来到这边以后，我们都生几个，但是孩子当中，我们如果有差别待遇的话。
If it were only one child in China, perhaps it's a little better in this sense. But if you have more than one child in your house, do you treat them fairly?
有时候我们对我们的儿女说手心手臂都是肉了，是真的吗？
Even when you say the back and front of your hands are both made of flesh, is that really how you treat them?
你的孩子最清楚。
Your sons and daughters know how you treat them.
我们知道在旧约里头我们故事都知道雅各跟他的哥哥以扫，那么他们的父母亲怎么对待他们，那么中间就有差别。
We know very clearly that in the Old Testament Isaac loved Esau and Rebecca loved Jacob.
那么雅各自己带来儿子，他单独独就爱那个约瑟，那么让他穿彩衣，其他的这个兄弟们看了难道眼睛不眼红吗？
And Jacobfollowed the same way. He loved Joseph the most and gave him this wonderful coat of many colors. Wouldn't his brothers be jealous?
不仅仅是在自己的孩子当中来做比较，有时候拿来跟别人的孩子来做比较，那就更不好了。
Not only do we compare our children against one another, very often we compare them against other people's children.
我们比较孩子们的长相、身高，连体重也可以比较。
Perhaps you compare against their height, their appearance, maybe even their weight.
比较他们的学业、他们的学校、他们的学位都可以比较。
Perhaps you compare against their academic achievements, the schools they go to, the degrees that they have.
这不仅仅是指儿女的气，常常是最伤害孩子们的心。
This exasperates your children and causes them grief.
因为我们有比较的心态，就会论断孩子，让他们受挫折，也因为这样呢，来论断自己，论断别人，对自己也是会失望的。
Because when you do that, you cause them grief, you cause them to judge, and you cause them frustration.
不要惹儿女的气，只要照主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Bring them up in the training and instructions of the Lord.
我们怎样遵循主的教训和警戒呢？
How do we follow the Lord's command?
让主的杖、主的竿来安慰我们、引导我们，让我们走在义路上。
Let the rod and staff of our Lord lead us to walk in His way.
我们希望我们的孩子走在义路上，我们必须先走在义路上才对嘛，是不是？
If we want our children to walk in the path of righteousness, we first have to lead.
所以我们养育儿女，不要先想到给孩子这个，给孩子那个。
So do not think mostly of what can I give them, this or that.
我们要学习让主做我们的真正的牧者。
We have to learn to let the Lord be our real shepherd.
我们才不会错误地对待我们的孩子。
Then we will not treat our children wrongly.
有个故事哈，有一对父母为了让孩子不输在起跑线上，
starting point. As for we hear of these parents, in order for the children not to lose in the very starting point.
有一天就把四岁的孩子带他去听古典音乐，一坐就坐三个小时。
They bring their four-year-old child to a classical concert and force that child to sit through 3 hours of program.
好，我们做父母都犯过这个错，对不对？
Do you see yourself in this story?
当孩子没有达到我们的理想跟期望的时候，我们会沮丧。
When our children do not rise to our expectations, perhaps we get frustrated.
当我们凭着我们自己的能力来养育孩子的时候，我们给了孩子很多不该给的东西。
Perhaps when we raise them up, we give them many things that we shouldn't have given them.
而我们没有让父母做我们的，让上帝做我们的牧者的时候，我们怎样来带领孩子走在义路上呢？
If we do not let the Lord be our shepherd, how can we lead our children?
今天很多的父母很关心孩子的教育。
Today, many parents pay attention to their children's education.
哦，我们就参加了很多的亲子教育了，研习会了，读很多的书啊，哇，什么都想多学，怎么来教导
？We go to seminars on how to teach your children. We read all these books about how to teach your children.
我不知道你有没有感觉，我有时候感觉，我们看的越多，学的越多，我们心情越沉重，对不对
？I don't know how you feel, but the more I learn, I thought my heart gets heavier.
因为我发现我们做不到，做不到。
It seems like it's an unreachable goal.
我们忘记了我们也是人。
We forget we are human.
我们有许多的需要跟孩子们一样的。
We have a lot of needs just like our children.
所以我们刚刚读的那一位那个专栏作家所说的，我们好像孩子，这从这我们讲是对的。
Yes, indeed, we are still like children, even though we are parents.
我们做父母亲的同样需要爱，是不是？
We as parents also need love.
孩子需要爱，我们也需要爱。
Our children needs love, we need love.
孩子是罪人，需要被饶恕，我们也是罪人，我们需要被饶恕。
Our children needs forgiveness, we also are sinners, and we need forgiveness.
所以我们基本做父母的基本的需要要先得到满足。
We need to satisfy our own needs also.
不要只想到做父母自己的责任，就让我们整天就愁眉苦脸。
Do not let the responsibility of being parents cause us to be sad every day.
也是想到自己身心灵有需要满足的时候。
Let us realize that we have our own spiritual other needs.
然后我们如果成为我们刚刚说过，成为孩子的好牧者，先让耶和华我们的主成为我们的牧者，然后来带领我们。
If we want to be as shepherds to our children, we have to learn to let the Lord be our shepherd.
第二方面是提到这个看守的事情。
And the second point is watching over.
家可以是乐园。
A home can be a paradise.
在那里有温情，有理解。
There's warmth and acceptance.
有饶恕，有接纳。
There's forgiveness and reception.
有意义跟价值。
There's meaning, there's value.
很不幸，家也可以是地狱。
On the other hand, a family can also be hell.
在那里，成员之间天天是冷战。
A cold war every day.
分裂
Brokenness.
斗争暴力
Fight against each other, perhaps even violence.
怨恨跟咒诅
Hatred and cursing.
我们如何看守我们的家园呢？
How do you watch over your house?
我们需要天天提家人的名字，儿女的名字，在主面前祷告。
Do youplace the names of your family members and in your prayers to the Lord every day?
为他们献上我们的感谢。
Do you praise the Lord for them?
为他们的需要求告主的名。
Do you bring their needs before the Lord?
做妻子的，为你的丈夫跟上帝的关系，以丈夫的健康、事业他的思想意念来祷告。
Wives, do you pray for your husband that they will follow the Lord? Do you pray for their physical health.
我们做丈夫的为妻子的灵性、情绪，还有工作优先次序等等来祷告。
Husbands, do you pray for your wives that they will be spiritually strong in the Lord?
我们为我们的孩子的信仰学习，什么为他的未来来献上祷告
？Do we pray for our children's future?
不管是他们是学生的或已经上班了，我们都为他们来祷告。
Do we pray for them while they are students, even when they are working adults?
时时的祝福他们，在上帝面前纪念他们。
Blessing them, praying for them all day long.
我自己的岳母，我非常敬爱她，她几乎天天为她的子女祷告。我也是蒙福，她也为她的这个女婿也祷告，唯一的女婿，因为只有一个女儿。
I truly admire my mother-in-law because she prays for her family every day, and she prays for her daughter every day, and I became the recipient of this blessing because there's only one daughter, and I married her, and she also prays for me.
她甚至每个礼拜定期进食来为我们祷告。
Every week, she will fast and pray for us.
亲爱的父母们，你为你的儿女祷告吗？
Dear parents, do you pray for your children?
看守教员第二，就是你花时间来陪你的儿女吗？
To watch over your house, do you spend time with your children?
有一个针对男孩子跟父亲的关系做了调查报告。
There was a survey done for male boys and their parents, their father.
报告里头说30%的男人这些孩子已经长大了，成为成人了。追溯他们小的时候，虽然跟他父亲在一起，可是呢，情况不是很理想。
This is a survey among adults, and 30% of them said that when they were young, even though when they were with their fathers, there's nothing to talk about.
他们这30%的人，虽然和父亲住在一起小时候，可是没有话讲。
30% of these adults, when they were young, they live with their fathers, but they do not talk to their fathers.
另外30%是跟父亲住在一起，也有讲话，但是一开口就冲突，两个人好像刺猬一样啊。
30% of them, although they live with their fathers, whenever they talk, they get into arguments, just like porcupines.Pricking each other.
那刺猬的意思，如果靠近一点，就彼此伤害了。
They prick each other.
更惨的是，另外30%的他们的记忆里头和父亲平均每天说话才27秒钟。
Perhaps most tragic, 30% of them recall, even when they talk to their father, the average length of their talking is 27 seconds.
你花时间跟你儿女在一起吗？
Do you spend time with your children?
你花时间是一个 quality time 的时间吗？
Do you spend quality time with your children?
当你从外头进来的时候，心还在你的工作上面呢，还是真的是跟孩子有 quality 的时间在一起呢？
When you return to your home, do you bring your work with you, or is your heart open to the needs of your children?
那么第三呢，你愿意倾听孩子讲话。
And do you listen to your children?
那么这个做父亲的特别难，是不是？特别难。
Perhaps this is a challenge for fathers.
因为我们常常是做习惯说话习惯了，要听，特别听孩子话，这像什么话
？It's easy for us to speak, but very hard to listen, especially to our children.
我听说有一个姐妹发现她非常很愿意听她姨妈的话。一个女孩子喜欢听姨妈的话。
I hear that a sister likes to listen to her aunt.
因为记忆中这个姨妈在她小时候就对她非常非常尊重。
Because in her memory, this aunt respected her.
因为她姨妈长得比较高大，大人嘛，她小孩，每次说话的时候，这个姨妈总是蹲下来跟她说话。
Because the aunt physically obviously is taller than this child.But she remembered every time when she spoke to her aunt, she would lower her stature and really to look at her on the same level.
各位做父母的，你跟孩子说话是这样说话了，还是蹲下来跟他说话呢？
Dear parents, how do you speak to your children?
那么这位姐妹说，甚至到今天，她的姨妈身上的香水她还记得。
The sister says even today she could recall readily the perfume that her aunt wears.
因为她的姨妈非常的爱她。
Because she remembered that her aunt loved her.
那么她觉得这个姨妈非常的肯定跟尊重。
Because her aunt respected her.
她就容易来听着姨妈的话。
So it's easy for her to listen to her aunt.
不是吗？我们能够接受那些爱我们、尊重我们的长辈的话吗？是不是？
Isn't that true that we tend to obey those who respect and love us?
各位做父亲的，请听Barbara Bush 讲的一句话。
Dear fathers, please listen to these words from Barbara Bush.
有一年，各位都还记得，他有一年到 Wesley 这个 commencement 这毕业典礼的时候，他讲过一句话，一段话。
Perhaps some of you remember she was the commencement speaker at Wellesley College a few years ago.
好，等你们到我这样这么年一大把年纪的时候
，She says, by the time you reach my age,
你不会因为失掉了一笔生意，少了一个客户，你就后悔不已。
You will never regret tremendously over a lost business deal or losing a client.
但你会因为没有花时间跟孩子在孩子身上，你真会后悔。
But you will regret tremendously because you did not spend time with your children.
所以我们常常因为生活的压力、经济的需求、物质的欲望，还有面子的问题，常常把我们的家庭的根基就弄坏了。
Very often because of our own pressures from work, from other personal relations, from our need for physical things, and perhaps our faith, that we mixed up the foundation of our home.
我们以为要保护要看守这个家，然后努力的加班赚钱，缴房屋贷款。
We thought that to look after our house means we have to work hard and perhaps get a larger mortgage to buy a bigger house.
我们为了让孩子不输别人哈，不输在起跑点呢哈，那么就安排满满的课表，让孩子呢去上这个，去上那个。
Because we do not want our children to lose out, we arrange for all these programs for them even when they are young.
我们以为钱的赚的越多，我们家里就稳固，就有安全感。
We thought that the more money we make, the more stable the house would be.
我们以为我们有了社会地位，家庭就幸福。
We thought that if we are mobile upwardly in society, our families will be blessed.
我们以为我们的儿女就读好的学校就能够光宗耀祖。
We thought that if only our children will attend the best schools, we will be blessed.
我们确实忽略了，根基错了，根基坏了，家庭就摇摇欲坠。
But when your foundation is wrong, then your house is shaky.
各位做父亲的，你的家园是你一家人的避风港，是避难所。
Fathers, your house should be a refuge from the storms for your children.
当不再是你的妻子儿女安歇的处所的话，所在的话，就变成伤害的原地。
But if you do not build this on the proper foundation, this refuge will become the opposite.
耶和华建造你的家园。
It is the Lord who builds your house.
耶和华看守你的家园。
It is the Lord who watches over this house.
你的家庭也是耶和华所赏赐的。
And your family and your house is a gift from God.
因为耶和华儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
Because sons are a heritage from the Lord and children a reward from him.
少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
Sons born in one's youth are like arrows in the hands of a warrior.
箭袋充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of these arrows. He will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
真的有一个妈妈，她有六个小孩。
I know of one mother who has six children.
都非常的讨人喜欢。
They are all adorable.
别人就请教他，你怎么带孩子嘞？
So others ask her, how do you bring up your children?
他说很简单，我把这些孩子当作上帝差给我的 拆过来给我的一个贵宾，我把它当贵宾看。
She says, "My secret is I treat each child as an honorable guest that came to my house."
我好好的款待他们。
So I treat them extraordinarily well.
当这些孩子们回到上帝面前的时候，孩子就不是我的财产了。
Because one day my children will return to God, they are not my heritage.
哦，不说以后不是，现在就不是啊，而我只是他地上的管家而已。
I'm only a steward for them during their lives on earth.
各位弟兄姊妹，这个母亲的神学很准确。
The theology of this mother is very correct.
每一个孩子都是独特的。
Each child is unique.
因为我们知道，既然知道孩子都独特的时候，我们知道这是耶和华所赏赐给我们非常大的产业。
As we know, each child is unique and a special gift from God.
我们态度会很不一样。
Then we will treat them differently.
我们孩子也会从我们身上得到很大的尊重。
And they will receive the proper respect from us.
我们也会赢得他们的信赖跟顺服。
Then we will receive their trust and submission.
我们常说上帝有儿子，没有孙辈。
We often say our God only has sons and not grandsons.
这是对的，所以因为我们必须每一个人自己单独个别的来决定我们信仰要不要接受主。
This is true because each one of us have to make a personal commitment to follow the Lord.
但是我们做父母的，在基督徒家庭当中，我们可以传承我们的信仰给我们的下一代。
But in Christian families, this could become a legacy for our future descendants.
所以我对我们当中最近受洗的做父亲的，我恭喜你们。
So I congratulate those fathers who were recently baptized.
这里有故事，可能有人听过 Jonathan Edwards 故事。
I will now tell you the story of Jonathan Edwards. Perhaps you know about him.
十八世纪的 Jonathan Edwards.
He lived in the 18th century.
他承接了他的祖先美好的信仰，他的父亲传道人，他外祖父也是传道人。
His father and his grandfather were preachers, and so he also was a preacher.
Jonathan 把美好的信仰传给他的后代。
And he passed along the faith to his sons and grandsons.
有一个记录说，到了24世纪，他的400个子孙当中，有很多非常有成就的。
By the 20th century, his descendants numbered over 400.And they all are great achievers.
有当中有好几位做这个校长的，做教授了，做传道人，做宣教师、神学教授，律师、法官、医生，一大堆。
Many of them became presidents of universities. Many of them were professors, preachers, missionaries, and judges and lawyers.
另外当然还有作家、杂志编辑、工商业领袖，这些呢，他们都在信仰里头。得到这个 Jonathan Edwards 一直传下来。
Some were doctors, authors, editors of magazines, and leaders in industry.
可能你也听过，做过同样的调查，跟他同时他亲戚，另外一些人，他因为不信主的缘故，后面的后代有好多是吸毒、关监狱做不好的事情。
In the same vein, the same survey looked at some of his contemporaries who were not believers, and their descendants.Sometimes do not have such rewarding stories. They may be drug addicts or criminals.
我们也可以像 Jonathan Edwards 一样，你把你美好的信仰传承给你的后代。
So we can look up to Jonathan Edwards and say we want to emulate him.
好像圣经所说的，凡爱他、遵守他诫命的人，他要信实坚守了他约，以不变的爱对待他们，直到千代。
Just like in the scripture says, Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands.
最后我用纪伯伦来他的先知这本书里头后面的地方提到这个弓箭手还有这个箭这一段来读给各位听。
Lastly, allow me to read for you portions of the poem Prophet.By Khalil Gibran.
好吧，这段因为很长，我只读后面的那个几节而已。
It is a long composition, so I'll just read the last few verses to you.
那么这个是这个讲到了这里提到弓箭手就是上帝。
talks about an archer, and this archer is God himself.
那个大能者是上帝。
He is the archer. The,
这是对父做父亲的说的。
And these are words to the father.
你是那个弓。
You are the bow.
孩子是从你弓上射出的活的箭。
From which your children are living arrows sent forth.
那个弓箭手在无限当中看见目标，用他的大能将你变成了弓，好让他的箭射得又快又远。
The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite. He bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far.
但愿你在那个大能者的手中变成喜乐的弓。
May your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness.
因为这位大能者他怎样爱那飞出去的箭，他也要怎样爱那坚固的弓。
Even as he loves the arrows that flies, so he also loves the bow that is stable.
但愿我们普天下的做父亲的都成为喜乐的弓，将箭儿女射得远远的，上帝也赐福你。
May all fathers be this glad bow used by God to send your children far ahead.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
不是我们建造房屋。
It is not us who build our house.
是你建造。
It is you.
也不是我们看守这个家园。
It is not us who watches over our families.
是你在看守。
It is you.
更不是我们有能力来传承怎样的信仰，是你在保守我们。
It's not our ability that can pass on our faith, but it's your gift.
因此我们在这里敬拜你的时候，我们把自己再一次交托给你。
So even as we worship you today, we dedicate ourselves to you again.
但愿主叫我们成为儿女们的祝福。
May you cause us to be a blessing to our children.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, children choir.
我们谢谢儿童诗班。
Somehow it has become a tradition for our church that during Father's Day we do something special.
好像我们教会一个传统，就是在父亲节的崇拜当中做一点特别的事情。
No, we are not going to give corsages to our dad.
我们不是要把花送给父亲。
On the other hand, our heavenly Father gave us a very special gift.
但是啊，我们天上的父亲给我们一个特别的礼物。
That is His only begotten Son.
就是他独生的爱子。
So that those who believe in Him will have everlasting life.
凡相信他的可以得到永生。
Because we have received this gift,
我们从神那边领受到这样的恩典。
We have also received a commandment from Him.
我们也从神那边领受了一个使命。
To go forward and tell the nations about His Son.
我们是要到万民去告诉他，告诉万民主耶稣的名字，宣扬他的救恩。
And to tell others the gift of God.
告诉大家从神那里来的礼物。
So today we will commission a series of short-term mission teams.
今天我们要差派好几队的短宣队。
So I will ask them to come up, please. First, the Hopi team.
我们请他们一一的上来。第一队是 Hopi.
This is the group of people who will go to Arizona.
这是一队弟兄姐妹到 Arizona 去。
They will be working with the Native Americans.The Hopi tribe in Arizona.
他们会跟他们是在美国的原住民一个叫 Hopi 的一个民族里面在那边工作。
I would love to individually introduce each one of them to you, but that will take too much time. And I would love to just pray for their trip, but again, that would take too much time. So I'm sorry, I have to ask also now the New York team, to come up also.
是很希望一位每一位队员都一一的介绍，也希望能够为每一队来为他们祷告，但是时间不够，所以我们再来一队是纽约的短宣队。
This group will be going to work with people in the Chinatown area of New York City.
他们会在暑假的时候在纽约的唐人街，在那边有福音的工作。
Arnold is also with this team.
我也在这队里面。
And the third team we want to introduce to you is the team going to Vermont. Will you come up too?
第三队是去 Vermont 的一个服务队，请到台上来。
They will be going to do some hard physical labor and to share the gospel through this physical labor.
他们在 Vermont 是要做辛苦的体力劳动，透过体力劳动把神的福音传扬出去。
You see, they are all strong people, right?
你可以看得出来他们比较壮。
The English ministry, there's a Charis group, five people going to Kenya. I think most of them are actually traveling. Anybody from the Kenyan team here today?
在英文部里面有五位弟兄姐妹到会在暑假到康雅去，有两位在我们中间。
Last but not least, there's a family who will be going to China as a vision trip, the Sintolo family.
到最后还有一位一个家庭 Sintolo 家庭暑假要到中国去。
There are actually a few more individuals and probably teams going out that we probably even don't know about.
还有一些个别的弟兄姐妹到工厂去做这个意向的传递或者是说有一些我们都不知道的。
Please stand so that we can pray for this team.
请起立，我们一起为他们祷告。
I'm going to do something special for the team members, which is usually not done. Can I ask individual teams to hold hands together? So the Hopi team members can hold hands.
New York and Vermont, so on.
请每一队请你们手牵手，我们一起来祷告。
Because you will be going out as a team.
因为你们出去是成为一个团队。
So you need to feel for each other that you are indeed team members.
所以你们应该要互相的支持，你们团队的成员都是一个团队。
And I hope you will take a good look at the people standing before you in the congregation.
也希望你们看到你前面许多的弟兄姐妹。
They will be praying for you.
他们会在你的背后为你们祷告。
And I hope that those in the congregation will also take a good look at the team members.
也请我们在座的会众好好看每一位短宣队的队员。
In your hearts, if the Lord moves you, please commit to pray for them regularly.
如果神这样感动你，请你在你经常的祷告里面纪念他们。
Let us bow and pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Because you are the source of love.
因为你是爱的源头。
You first sent your Son to us.
你先把你的儿子差到我们中间。
So that we can understand your love for us.
所以我们能够了解你对我们的爱。
So that in turn we can share this love with others that we come across.
因为有这样的经验，我们能够把这样的爱与我们周围的人来分享。
We pray for all those standing before us ready to go out to the world to share your good news.
为着站在我们的众人前面这一群弟兄姐妹，为了要在暑假在这个短宣的这个机会里面把你的福音广传。
We pray specially that your love and your spirit moves through each one of these team members.
求你的圣灵，求你的爱，充满的在我们的每一个队员的里面。
Break down any barriers that exist.
求你拆去所有的拦阻跟围墙。
Take away all pride.
在他们的身上拿去他们的自傲。
Take away the selves.
把他们的自我从他们中间来挪去。
We pray for all those standing before them.
我们也为着在座的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
May you move among their hearts.
求你来动他们的心。
That they will commit to go out with them in prayer.
也让他们的祷告与我们拆出去的短宣队员一直的同在。
And perhaps support them physically or financially.
也在各样的事情上面，包括在金钱上面来支持他们。
We pledge that we will support each other.
我们在你的面前，我们这样的诚心的立愿，我们要支持他们。
May your spirit move ahead of them and prepare the soil.
求你的圣灵在他们前面就在动工，做松土的工作。
So that even if they go out and sow with tears, that they will return with gladness and joy in their hearts.
虽然他们在撒种的时候可能是流泪流汗，但是他们有一天会在欢呼里面能够收成。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Don't make me pull this car over!
What is this?
What? kid. Everyone went to his own town to register because he belonged to the house in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary and was expecting a child. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, didn't we all learn something today, guys?
Yes, sir.
Forgive me for that, I couldn't resist.
很抱歉啊，我们不得不放这个那个音音。
We want to welcome all of you, especially those of you who have come here for the very first time to worship this morning with us.
我们要在这里欢迎第一次来到我们当中和我们一起崇拜的朋友们。
If this is your very first time to our church, we would like to invite you to stand where you are so we can recognize your presence with us and welcome you.
如果你是第一次来到我们当中，我们现在请你从你的座位上站起来，我们要认识你，也要欢迎你。
Again, if this is your first time, please stand, whether it's here in the sanctuary or in the chapel.
好，所以现在请你站起来，不管你是在这里，或者是现在在 chapel, 我们要欢迎你。
Thank you. Please be seated.
请坐。
We celebrate Father's Day once a year, but we ought to appreciate our fathers every day.
我们一年庆祝父亲节一次，但是我们也每一天表达对父亲的感谢。
Our church has again prepared not corsages, but a small gift for our fathers.
今天我们没有献花，但是我们仍然预备了一个小礼物要送给这里在座的父亲们。
Right now, I'd like to invite all the great-grandfathers in our midst to stand where you are so we can acknowledge you.
如果你现在已经是曾祖父了，我们请你站起来，我们要送给你父亲节的礼物。有没有曾祖父在我们当中？
Great-grandfathers.
有没有？哦，有。
And now all the grandfathers, if you can stand where you are, so we can acknowledge you.
所以请所有做祖父的站起来。
You can keep standing until they give you something. It's okay.
如果你还没有拿到，就不要坐下。
And now I'd like to invite all the fathers to please stand so we can acknowledge you.
现在请所有做父亲的，请你站起来。
Okay, I think we're going to pick up the gifts at the door from the ushers. So if you can please stand, sit down.
时间太长，可能要花太长时间，所以等一下啊，如果你没有拿到，请你记得离开之后，离开会堂的时候，在门口可以找我们的招待拿到这个小礼物。
Yes, fathers, please don't leave until you grab one of these gifts.
除非你拿到礼物，你今天不要走哈。
Several announcements we'd like to highlight today.
我们要报告几件事情。
For all of our first-time visitors, we invite you to room 220 or the lobby immediately after the service to be greeted by the welcome team.
新来的朋友，当这个崇拜结束之后，英文堂请在 lobby， 然后中文堂请在220，在我右前方220教室。我们要在那里欢迎你，更多的向你介绍这个教会。
Secondly, we'd like to remind the parents to please pick up your children, your young children, immediately after the conclusion of this service so that they don't become unnecessarily anxious in the rooms waiting.
这个崇拜结束之后，请我们当中的父母亲不要忘记，你应该马上到楼下去接你的小孩，不然的话他们会很紧张，很担心。
Third, Vacation Bible School will take place this year on June 25th to 28th. That's called VBS.To save a space for your child, please register for VBS today and also for the mother's class today.
6月25号到28号，我们有假期儿童假期圣经学校。同一个时间呢，我们有为母亲预备的妈妈班啊，请你提早报名，这样的话呢，我们可以啊在作业上啊能够提早安排。
The registration desk is right in the lobby outside these doors.
这个报名注册的地方呢，也是一样是在我们的 lobby。
The newest issue of The Pulse is now available also in the lobby at the welcome desk, one copy per family.
最新一期的新版已经出来了，等一下呢，请弟兄姐妹到 lobby 到我们的那个服务台那里去领取，目前一开始一家只能够拿一份。
Please remember to sign up to pray for the mission teams. There is a special request from the Hopi team. It seems like many of our homes has a bucket of broken and old crayons. And,